Hi friends, welcome to Spilling the Beans podcast, where we spill the beans on all things intuitive eating, health at every size, body acceptance, and gentle nutrition. I'm your host and registered dietitian, Amanda Lambrix, and you may know me as @spillingthebeans_nutrition on Instagram and Facebook. Go ahead, get comfortable, grab a snack, and let's get started spilling the beans. I wanted to start by saying that I'm sending you so much compassion during this whole COVID-19 pandemic. Whether you're currently still trying to carry on with your work schedule or you're stuck at home like I am, you're definitely in my thoughts right now. During times like this, it can really heighten a person's anxiety. And in the world I work in, which is eating disorders and chronic dieting, this can bring on its own set of struggles. All this to say, just do your best to be kind to yourself right now. I know that's easier said than done. And if you need a distraction, I have this blog post up right now called Social Distancing: 70 Ideas to Thrive. And this might help bust some of your boredom. I'll make sure to link that in the show notes, or you can go to spillingthebeans.com and go to the blog tab to find it for yourself. However, I do also want to give you permission to do absolutely nothing during this time. If your anxiety is heightened thinking of all the things that you should be doing right now, consider this your permission to skip that blog post altogether and simply get through this difficult time. All right, so let's get into this week's episode. This week, I'm going to be talking about the scarcity mindset that dieting often creates, how this tends to lead to the binge-restrict cycle, and how intuitive eating can help you get out of this cycle. Unless you've been living under a rock for the last couple of weeks, then you've probably seen on television, or maybe you've been in the midst of it yourself, and that's the chaos that is our supermarkets and supercenters currently. Before I went into my own social distancing over the weekend, I went to Target for a few items, and toilet paper, hand sanitizer, frozen and canned goods sections were a hot mess. People have been hoarding these supplies like crazy. I read this article from the New York Times earlier this week where a man bought 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer and has now been banned from Amazon for selling them for anywhere from $7 to $70. He was even quoted saying, "What the heck am I going to do with all of this?" after his ban. I mean, I personally have some choice words for what he could do with it, but let's get back on task. My point being, we're currently in uncharted territories. Most people have never had to experience anything like this, and they're panicking. Now that you're not sure when you're able to get to the store again, you may have found yourself anxious and purchasing, 50 rolls of toilet paper. And all of this is quite reminiscent of the scarcity mindset that chronic dieters often experience. So what do I mean by the scarcity mindset? Scarcity mindset is when you're living your life from a place of lack. You're left believing that there will never be enough of something, and this something could vary from money to love, or in this case, food. And in preparing for this episode, I did a little reading from a psychologist named Dr. Shyam Hesmat on Psychology Today. I probably just butchered his name, so I apologize in advance. In his article, which I'll link in the show notes, he talks about how scarcity orients the mind automatically and powerfully toward unfulfilled needs. So for example, if you're lacking money, you're likely thinking about money a lot. If you're hungry, then food is grabbing a lot of your attention. And the same thing rings true for diets. Have you ever noticed how when you start a diet, you actually start craving the foods you restrict more than you did prior to the diet? Let me set you up with an example. Let's say I just started a diet because I wanted to lose weight quickly. So I decide to cut out a bunch of food groups. I cut out candy, cookies, pasta, soda, pretty much any refined carb. Upon reflection, I actually didn't eat a ton of these things before, but this is what everyone seems to be doing, so I'm going to be hopping on the bandwagon. And what happens? I'm absolutely obsessed with these foods now. So I decide, okay, I'm going to have a cheat day on Saturday. And on that cheat day, I eat a box of cookies, a whole bag of fun-sized candy bars, and half a pizza. Then Sunday rolls around and I'm feeling miserable because I ate way more than is normal for me, and I broke my diet rules, and so now I'm really needing to lay down the law. I'm going to be extra vigilant with my diet this week. Maybe I'll cut out some other foods to get back that control that I lost. And so the cycle continues. While this is my fictional example, it's probably not all that far off from what some of you may have experienced while on a diet or on any form of food restriction. This is what we call the binge-restrict cycle. You start dieting because you now have all of these rules. You eventually start to have cravings and then subsequently lose control. And then the cycle begins again. It's this pendulum of sorts. There are these two extremes, dieting or restriction on the one side of the pendulum and overeating and binging on the other. So you're swinging between one extreme to the next. And in the middle of those two extremes is that sweet spot. That's where you're listening to your body's needs and not the outside noise. So if the binge-restrict cycle comes from a scarcity mindset, then part of the solution means that we need to start viewing food from a mindset of abundance. This is where intuitive eating comes into play. As a heads up, I plan to go into better detail about the ins and outs of intuitive eating on a future episode, but for the sake of time, I'm simply going to give you a small taste of it today. Intuitive eating is a practice consisting of 10 principles created by two dietitians, Elise Resch and Evelyn Triboli. While their book was originally published in the 1990s, we've seen a recent resurgence in the last decade. And with good reason. From what I hear consistently from clients, they are all sick of dieting. They don't want to be worrying about the calories in their slice of toast when they're 85 years old. So what is intuitive eating? In a nutshell, intuitive eating is described by the authors as this dynamic mind-body integration of instinct, emotion, and rational thought. This approach is essentially allowing you to honor your health by listening to the messages of your body and meeting your physical and emotional needs. I know it probably sounds a little woo-woo, but I promise when you read the book and the research, it makes a lot more sense. The 10 principles help guide you into better body attunement, meaning the ability to hear the physical sensations that arise within your body. And diet culture, on the flip side, is really doing the opposite when it places all of these ambiguous rules on your body. Here are the 10 principles to give you a preview. Principle 1, reject diet mentality. Principle 2, honor your hunger. Principle 3, make peace with food. Principle 4, challenge the food police. Principle 5, feel your fullness. Principle 6, discover the satisfaction factor. Principle 7, cope with your feelings. Principle 8, respect your body. Principle 9, exercise, feel the difference. Principle 10, honor your health with gentle nutrition. And something I want to make sure you know is that intuitive eating is by no means an overnight process. People don't just read the book and wake up the next day completely changed. Remember, you've been living in diet culture a long time, probably since the day you were born. It's going to take some time to adapt this new practice. So how can you get started? My first tip would be to learn more about intuitive eating. There's a lot of misinformation out there. In other words, the diet industry is threatened, so they have been hijacking a lot of the messages to push their own agenda. So be very cautious of the information that you're taking in. Start with the experts by reading the original book. I'd also recommend the companion workbook, both of which I'll link in my show notes and episode description so you can take a look for yourself. The next thing I'd recommend is baby steps and support. This can feel like a lot at times, so be kind to yourself and take those baby steps. Don't expect yourself to breeze through the principles in an afternoon. That's just not feasible. If you're finding that this is all very overwhelming, then consider investing in the guidance of an expert if you're able. There are countless therapists and dietitians, myself included, who can work with you individually. Some even work virtually. If this is something that interests you and you want to know what options are out there, you can either shoot me a direct message on Instagram or send me an email at hello@spillingthebeansnutrition.com. And I can tell you about my services, or if you don't think we would be a good fit for each other, I can tell you about a lot of my colleagues that I think are awesome to work with. And while this was a brief episode, I want to leave you with one of my favorite journal activities. Set aside some time to pull out your journal or some scratch paper and write from the following prompt. The prompt is, what might your life look like if you let go of food rules and trying to control the size of your body? Take some time to reflect on that and then do a little bit of writing and envisioning what that might look like. You might be surprised how much more fulfilling your life might look. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to Anchor for again hosting my podcast. Be sure to download and subscribe this podcast on Apple or your favorite streaming device. If you're looking for ways to get started on your own journey towards food freedom, head over to my website at spillingthebeansnutrition.com/course to get started on my self-paced course. If you need more individualized help, I also offer virtual coaching, and you can get in touch with me at spillingthebeansnutrition.com/virtual-coaching. To get show notes from this episode, you can go to spillingthebeansnutrition.com/podcast. And of course, if you're not already following me on Instagram or Facebook, I'm at spillingthebeans_nutrition. Our album art was photographed by my very own little cousin, Brittany Preller, and our theme song was written by Daniel James O'Connor and is used under the Creative Commons license.